My name's Coral Flood. I'm the Principal Policy Officer in the Culture and Creative Industries Unit at the GLA. So I've got the overall strategic lead on London Borough of Culture.
Fantastic. So can you tell me exactly what is the Cultural Impact Awards?
So the Cultural Impact Award is part of a bigger programme called London Borough of Culture, which is a kind of an award from the Mayor of London to boroughs to deliver kind of exemplary work in local areas. And the Cultural Impact Award is a kind of smaller part of that programme. We've awarded projects that have kind of demonstrated that they can deliver sort of strategic impact at a very local level. Some of those projects might be focusing on a specific art form or working with a particular type of community, or working in an area where we feel that some additional investment could be useful.
Perfect. And why was Sutton a great choice as a recipient of the award?
We awarded Sutton's project because we thought it was a really interesting proposal. It's quite unusual to see projects that are kind of aligning arts and science together. And we wanted to sort of diversify the programme and see the kind of impact that these kind of projects can have at a local level.
How do you think Sutton compares to other boroughs and other teams that also put forward a proposal?
We wanted to get a good range of projects across London. It's really important that we're not focusing work that's specifically in central London or in particular boroughs that we have a long standing relationship with. Sutton was a borough that we hadn't really done a lot of work with through the GLA before. It's also an outer London borough. Quite often some outer London boroughs, particularly in the kind of southwest, there's a sort of perspective that they're quite affluent and they don't necessarily need the cultural investment. But actually, there's a real sort of disparity across different parts of different boroughs in London. And, all boroughs kind of need access to that kind of investment.
Today is the launch of Sutton Steams Ahead, and there's going to be a year long of different events and activities. How do you foresee, especially as somebody who saw the bid that Sutton put forward, how do you think Sutton will emerge next year following the end of these different events and activities?
Well, I'm really hoping that the programme will reach, lots of different audiences, give people an opportunity to come along and see what's available and what's possible. And it would be great to see, the local art sector, local creative sector kind of being strengthened and being given capacity through this programme. And hopefully, at the end of the programme, there'll be some real legacy and those networks and partnerships will continue, and then there'll be continued opportunities for local communities and young people in the area.
Fantastic. I think